Is the Libya model a diplomatic cautionary tale or a path to resolution in the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Friday, April 18th, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the fragile U.S.-Iran nuclear diplomacy. Let's dive in. In recent weeks, the concept of the Libya model has resurfaced in discussions about Iran's nuclear program, stirring controversy and strategic debate. The model, which refers to Libya's decision in 2003 to dismantle its weapons of mass destruction program, is being used by U.S. and Israeli policymakers as a precedent for Iran's nuclear disarmament. However, Iranian leaders have rejected this comparison, highlighting the risks of trusting Western powers and emphasizing the securitization of their nuclear program. The Libya model is viewed by many in Iran as a cautionary tale rather than a diplomatic success. This perception is deeply rooted in the aftermath of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's disarmament decision, which ultimately failed to deliver the political and economic rewards Libya anticipated. Instead, it left Libya vulnerable, culminating in Gaddafi's overthrow and execution in 2011. Iranian leaders have internalized this narrative, reinforcing their skepticism towards Western intentions and the perceived instability of promises made by the United States. This diplomatic tension underscores the broader challenge of language, memory, and perceived humiliation in negotiations. The initial meeting between the U.S. and Iran in Oman on April 12th opened a diplomatic space, but rebuilding the trust essential for a sustainable agreement remains a long road ahead. The U.S. administration's approach, which includes military signaling and coercive frameworks, has yet to address the fundamental narrative shift needed for effective diplomacy. Why does this matter? The ongoing U.S.-Iran nuclear talks are not just about the technical aspects of disarmament. They are about understanding the symbolic and emotional meaning of Iran's nuclear program, which is deeply tied to national pride and sovereignty. Calls for complete dismantlement without acknowledging these dimensions risk reinforcing resistance rather than fostering cooperation. Looking ahead, the potential for progress lies in recalibrating the diplomatic language used by U.S. policy elites. Recognizing the weight of historical precedents and embracing a framework of mutual responsibility rather than coercion could pave the way for productive negotiations. The talks in Oman have shown that a shift in narrative can provide a constructive foundation for the start of nuclear negotiations. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. The key takeaway is the importance of narrative and language in diplomacy, particularly in the context of U.S.-Iran nuclear negotiations. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.